The procession starts moving again, heading south along Water Street and crossing the bridge that spans the Manuchet River. You follow the procession as the music resumes with renewed vigour, the tambourines and strange flutes accompanying even more powerful chants that seem to defy the elements. The weather has changed. The wind now blows violently, whipping at your clothes, while the sound of the waves grows more insistent, hammering the docks with increasing force. The salt air stings your eyes. The procession heads toward the last standing pier, a rotten wooden structure that juts out precariously into the sea at the southern edge of the town. Suddenly the music and chants cease in a supernatural silence. The Master of Ceremonies walks alone onto the unstable pier, which sinks partially beneath the black waves. Standing before the raging ocean, he raises his arms and unleashes his voice in a third incantation.
Zilth Kron Naglas Ftagnal Gof Nguft Dagon Kulkuth Nguft Dagon Gushkuch Nguftul.
The gong sounds, its metallic echo lost in the roar of the waves.